All this week, we're taking a close look at school district budgets. This morning, we head to the suburbs. WRVO's Matt Johnston visited a few suburban districts in central New York to find out how they're pinching their pennies with a budget vote now less than a week away.
Public schools all over central New York are tightening their belts, and the suburbs are no exception. Teachers are getting laid off, sports are getting cut, special programs are being redesigned, and for parents like Katie Nugent, this is no small issue.
If I start seeing class sizes blow up, and if I start seeing, you know, teachers just go away, it'll weigh in our home. That is why we moved here. We moved here for this very highly regarded education.
And as Syracuse University teaching professor George Theo Harris will tell you, that education could be in jeopardy.
So when are we going to get to the point where we no longer can provide the kind of service we need to, or the kind of service the community demands, or the kind of service we feel sort of morally obligated to provide?
And suburban districts are no exception. One of those is Fayetteville-Manlius, a district that's fought hard to keep taxes down, but at a price.
Our programs are going to suffer. We are seeing that a bit. We've lost 25 staff over the last 3 years, and we're beginning to feel the pain of that.
That's Superintendent Corliss Kaiser. Like many superintendents, she has to walk the tax levy tightrope to stay within the new cap while still providing quality education.
Schools are businesses. There still needs to be a business office. There still needs to be capital improvements to our buildings. So I believe we need to put our heads together, find the most efficient ways that we could do that while making sure that our classrooms are held harmless from any further layoffs.
There's also the issue of mandates. At Fayetteville-Manlius, for example, the last couple of weeks, the state has taken teachers out of the classroom to give and score tests.
$10,000 for subs. Not only is it costing us more, but 118 of our teachers are out of the classroom, not teaching students.
Chris Brown runs another suburban school district in West Genesee. Over the past 3 years, they've reduced their workforce by 13%. Including laying off over 50 teachers to prepare for the drastic funding cuts they saw coming down the pike in 2008.
We started to plan and say, okay, here's what we think we want to do should things start to go sour. And we were just fortunate enough, we think we got on that surfboard right when the wave was beginning to crest. So we were able to kind of get on and balance ourselves and ride this wave through instead of crashing down.
And on the other side of that wave is a common theme for suburban school districts. The idea of retooling.
Really taking a deeper look at every single program and every single thing that we offer to make sure that it's being offered the best that it can. And if we need to make adjustments, we want to make adjustments within the resource pool that we currently have.
But parents like Katie worry that this retooling through reduction could hit students hard, especially those in a situation like her oldest son, who battled blindness in one eye for years. Katie's son got the extra support he needed, but she's worried that moving forward, that kind of crucial assistance could go away.
The specialty vision teacher that was in the district, will she be around in 10 years? That's a fear, actually, I would have for a parent.
Both schools have managed to keep their tax levy under the cap in the budgets voters will weigh in on next Tuesday. But the struggle to make a budget in the suburbs that pleases Albany, alleviates taxpayers, and creates a strong education marches on. For WRVO News, I'm Matt Johnston.